It's 8:56 and 5 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We head to Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, first trading week of the new year, Bill. How are we closing out the week so far?
Well, we're trading lower here this morning. Kind of mixed coming in early this morning, but it's kind of fallen off, and we've seen some weakness. The soybeans continue to be under pressure, I think, for three reasons. One is the forecast is calling for some relief in northern dry areas of Brazil. We'll, you know, have new forecasts by Sunday night when we come back. We also had export sales that were pretty disappointing this morning. They were announced on Friday here today because of the holiday this week. And then, of course, we have the report coming out next week on Thursday, the USDA final production and numbers, and people kind of think that'll be a little bit bigger production maybe than in the past few months. So those things are putting some pressure on the beans. I think the $9.95 to $10 mark on the March beans are kind of critical here. So far we've stayed above that and really haven't affected anything from a technical standpoint here this morning. We'll look at the markets here. The March corn is at 358 and three quarters. That's down 2.5. December corn, 386, down 2.5. The March beans are 1001.5, down 11. The November beans are 988 and three quarters, down 7.5. And July wheat is at 448 and a quarter. That's down 1. The for the week, we're up about 6 cents on the corn, so a good week on the corn, down 6 on the beans, and we have wheat up about 16 cents, even with the lower markets here this morning. The outside markets, the dollar's a little bit higher here after having a really volatile week. We were up a lot and then back down. Really kind of critical where that dollar ends up moving to, but it looks on technically a little bit weaker here right now. Crude oil's flat, stocks are pretty flat, gold's flat, so not a lot going on in those markets. There were some reports out this morning that were, from an economic standpoint, that really just came in pretty much as expected. So the only other thing I can really see here in the news today is we do have Argentina government report down there that were saying they thought they'd see the bean plantings backing off down there. So that's kind of where we stand. Lower, probably stay lower most of the day, I'd expect.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that update.
Yep, thanks, Brian.
You bet. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this cold Friday morning. In that weather forecast, mostly sunny, cold temperatures today with a high of 13 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wind chill readings as cold as 12 below this morning. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 3 above zero with wind chills as cold as 8 below zero. Sunny tomorrow, not quite as cold. We get up to 22 for the high. Clear skies tomorrow night, a low of 5 above, and sunny for the day on Sunday and a high of 24. We're back up into the 30s by Monday. And currently on Friends Plaza in Urbana, we're at 5 degrees above zero. The relative humidity 74%. Barometric pressure rising. It's at 30.34 inches. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.